February 9, 2002, Wild Kingdom Radio live at the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point in Pedro. It's the Watt from Pedro Show. From Pedro Show, February 9, 2002 edition. Joining me, Central Assistance Brother Matt.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's kind of warm here in Pedro.
Yeah, it's a bitching day. A
little quieter, no sandblasting.
No hogs cruising yet.
Not yet. Making the beeline to Walkers. That was Jay Maskus on some piano. Well, on everything. That's from his Jay Maskus in the Fog record, Ground Me to You. Although, when he gave me this CD, maybe a year before it came out, it was called I'll Stop to Talk to You. So, we went through a title change. And we started off, of course, with some John Coltrane, Body and Soul, an alternate take. Had Banyan gig last night in Long Beach. White kind of choked. Didn't have it together. Got scared. I've been under some stress. This tour coming up tomorrow. Utah, Colorado, Idaho, Wyoming. Some Olympics gigs, Winter Olympics. But, you know, I don't feel comfortable about touring in the winter in the Rockies.
Some heavy road driving.
Huh? Yeah, Perkins and Willie are leaving this morning. They're driving the van up with the gear, and me, Nels, and Norton are going to fly tomorrow. It'll be my first post 9/11 flight. Let's see what happens. How strip searched I get underneath the skin.
So then you guys all pile in the van then when you get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And start down right. At least there's no trailer. They wanted to bring a trailer. Oh, man. I already went through that with Jay last year. Went through the pass at LaGrange up in Oregon. Is it LaGrange?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what it's called? Or is that the ZZ Top?
It's both. Kind of in the southern part?
No, it's in the eastern part, right when you cross the border from Idaho.
Oh,
there's a pass you have to go over the Cascades.
Lolo Pass. Hot springs bubbling in the
side.
You
go down to Pendleton when you make it through down the Columbia River.
You get some new shirts?
Yeah. Absolutely. Anyway, that was a hell ride. We had a trailer and we were sliding, and I would not look out the windshield. I was sideways in the bench seat behind the driver, and George Burrs was the bench seat behind me, and George was looking out the window or the windshield forward, and I would look at George's face, and you know, I could tell by the different shades of white how much nightmare we were in.
That's that area where just big rocks come falling down on the road?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was snowing, and it was nighttime, and retarded move. High risk, low payoff in the big scheme of things. You can always make up a gig. It's hard to make up a life. Watch for Pedro Show. Here's some Patsy Cline.
I can't forget you. Once we were happy, we were so carefree and gay. Then something happened, and you went away. I can't forget you. Please tell me, what must I do? My memories haunt me, because I'll always love you. Where are you, darling? Are you with someone new? I can't forget you. I'll always be loving you.
Can't forget you. I've got these memories of you. I can't forget you. I'll always be loving you.
I can't forget you. Please tell me, what must I do? My memories haunt me, because I'll always love you. Where are you, darling? Are you with someone new? I can't forget you. I'll always be loving you.
Oh,
Watt from Pedro Show. It's a Marcia Ball. Found a bunch of her on the net. And I guess a Texas piano player.
Yeah, she can belt them blues.
Do you know about her?
I've seen her, I think, at the Long Beach Blues Festival. I've seen her name around for a long time, and she got a great rep. I stopped doing the blues shift, I think, when she was coming on. So,
That was a few moons ago.
Yeah. I think 87 and 88 to 89, a different place. But, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, ladies doing blues is kind of trippy.
Yeah. Yeah, do the 21st century version there with some of that R.L. Burnside and stuff.
Yeah.
John Spencer.
Yeah. That's a trip, too. The connection there.
Yeah, just...
And, you know, when I play bass, I mean, I'm so rooted in blues, even though it's kind of via Cream and Who. And
yeah, it's kind of bass for a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh. And, you know, that boogie-woogie line on the left hand of the bass.
Mm-hmm.
Old rock and roll.
Mm.
So, you're singing the blues, whether you know it or not.
If tough to escape.
Playing, yeah, a lot of music these days, unless you're doing Bach or something. Before that, we had Scarecrow, Pink Floyd. Yeah, I guess that was in his blues. You know? You were just saying about not that many songs about Barley.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot of Barley songs.
Not a lot of Barley songs. And that's the only Floyd I kind of really like is the stuff with Sid.
Mm.
It's his band name.
Yeah, old originals.
And there's a line in that song that's great. He's resigned to his fate, it's not unkind.
I dig on...
He stood in the field with Barley Gut. You know, he stopped making music and paints, I guess. He lives in Cambridge. His mother took care of him for a while. She passed on, now his sister does. And I don't know, big hero to me with Rocky Erickson.
I dig on I got a bike, you can ride it if you like. I got a basket, a bell, and things make it look nice.
I've got a cloak. It's a bit of a joke. It's old and tattered. I've had it for years. Oh, what does he say? But if you think it could look good, then I guess it should.
Yeah, a little groove of
Command
his own
of
there
the Queen's
for classics.
English. Yeah, there's a song. I think the last song you did with him, there's one song on the second record where he gets to play. And he says he loves the Queen. And what exactly is a dream? And what exactly is a joke? We started with Patsy Cline, that little segment there. I can't forget you. Beautiful voice, Patsy. Incredible. Okay, here's some heartbreakers, the real heartbreakers, Watt from Pedro Show.
one more. We got one more. Thank God. You kids have been, as disgusting as the last kids we played from. Why don't you, why don't you kids see my psychiatrist? I see. Hey, put the fucking lights on. Come on, let's see them. Put the lights on. Don't be shy. You got that fucking one in my eye. Shut that fucking one off. Put the lights on. You kids, man, all you kids. See a psychiatrist. Maybe they'll let you crawl out of your shell. Well, thanks a lot, kids. It's been boring as usual. You kids have been boring as usual. You know what? You know what the problem is? I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Too many baked beans, boys. Too many baked beans. You broke my heart. Cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around.
From Pedro Show, some Johnny Thunders with brother Wayne Kramer in Gang War. I guess recorded the same week brother Matt graduated.
Yeah.
Pedro High.
Yeah, many moons ago.
Yeah. A rock and roll document, it says on there. And yeah, Wayne Kramer told me not too healthy days, a lot of chemical. Rest in peace, Johnny Thunders. You were great. Before that, we had Hard on Love, Television, 1975, live with Richard Hell on bass. And Richard Hell again before that with the Heartbreakers, Johnny Thunders band after New York Dolls, So Alone. The real Heartbreakers, not that giant act from Florida.
Nope.
okay, got some Black Gang here from 1999. This is a benefit we did while the bombing was going down on Serbia and stuff. There was a radio station there called, and it's still there, called B92. And they were voice of people who weren't with that Milosevic creep. And
that was really cool listening to them.
Sky Dragon put together a deal where people from all over the world beamed in and went over the internet via B92, and some Dutch cats were helping him because obviously it was hard.
Dobro,
the server's going.
Dobro.
Yeah. And Black Gang helped out too. We gave him a little Pedro connection. Well, we actually recorded this in Santa Monica. The good folks at Columbia made studio available there. And we went live on the air, or over the net, like this Watt from Pedro show. And Nels Klein, Bob Lee, myself. Nels with an incredible interpretation of Maggot Brain, Watt from Pedro show.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I've tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Some Funkadelic there, Maggot Brain, the record, song, Back in Our Minds, Mr. Eddie Hazel on the guitar there. Before that, we had a studio outtake from some solo stuff he was doing called Smedley Smorganoff. It's from a bootleg called Jams from the Heart. And, of course, Black Gang starting us off, Nels Klein.
Going off.
Going off, interpreting classic Eddie Hazel guitar work, Maggot Brain, from the Maggot Brain record. Coming on the end here of the first hour of the February 9, 2002 Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight. We're coming up with hour two. Brother Matt's going to collaborate with Brother Jack here and get some four-way. All right. February 9, 2002. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Blow up her head! Blow up her head! Blow up her head! Blow up her head! chosen one. We pick him up off the playing field. Look at his short pants by Barney Bell. We need some cash to finance our political aim. Put it in your workout bag and leave it at the gym. Cause there are 10 sticks of dynamite. Stop together with duct tape. They're wrapped around his little skull. Just the thought of constant sibling. And if we don't hear from you by tomorrow, we'll blow up his head. 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 We'll blow up his head.
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro show. That was No Means No. Great band from Canada, True North. Left Side, Victoria, Vancouver. I think they're from the island, Victoria. I don't know for sure, but Rob and Rick Wright. I've been fans of theirs many, many years. Incredible band. That was Dance of the Headless Bourgeoisie. I think we're having a semblance thing here.
Oh.
There we go. I had it. Oh, shit. I turned it the wrong way. Yeah, we got to develop some kind of kill switch. See, what happens is we monitor the spiel, you know. As the music's going. But then when we talk, if it's coming through the speakers, it comes back to the microphone and causes feedback. So if you hear that high-endy stuff, that's us.
You know we were rocking.
Yeah, in space and forget to bring down the volume when we spiel and then bring the music back up. When, bring the sound back up when the music comes on. Anyway, we started a second hour of Watt Pedro show with something from Japan. This lady came up to me after the gig last night in Long Beach. Piazzas, and gave me a CD. She didn't say much. I think she's from Japan by the writing on the record. There's no songs listed. It just says Keep Away From Pain and the name Yohei Makino. And I don't know what the name of the song is even, you know. It sounded trippy. I think they were singing in Japanese and that was a neat little softening kind of introduction to the Wright brothers' tender little tale of kidnapping and extortion and cutting off the little pinky.
How did that go?
Call it stinky. What was that? quite a way with words. What a poet. Subtle, though. You know, very gentle with the metaphor.
Incredible imagery.
You know, wrap the dynamite around the head with the duct tape. And that gentle little allegories and similes to gently nudge your mind in a soft, romantic way. Anyway, now I'm very, very proud, fortunate to have with me Brother Matt, of course, since we're at the Love Grotto, but his installment, this week's installment of the Brother Matt Spin Cycle, we got Brother Jack here, is going to collaborate, so it's going to be kind of four sounds surround.
Yeah, so who knows what's
from this town, Pedro bound.
Right about now.
Brother Matt, thank you very much for another spin cycle.
Cool, and Captain Jack. And
Captain Jack, I'm a fucking collaborator.
That's our buddy Dana Campanello there.
Dana was on the spiel there.
That final tune.
Some acid memories. Yeah, okay. Watt from Pedro Show, here's some Grand Heart.
Source your thrills in slow stroke. Worship the waterfall. and pray to your parents.
Worship at the waterfall.
Call upon your knees and pray to your parents.
Worship at the waterfall.
Pray for your mother in the strobe light of morning. Pray for your father surrounded by robots. Pray for the young man, butcher or brother, seeking his paradise in
one thing and we saw it was a lie. Your day is over now, your legacy will die, die.
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro Show. Some brave captain there, Martin Carr's band. He's got a new name for it now, but that was from a record he did a couple of years ago. I did the. He asked me to do the liner notes. Very nice man. That's The Monk Jumped Over the Wall. Before that, we had Causey Way with Plan C. Fugs before that with Tune In. Turn On, Tune In, Drop Out. Timothy Leary quote. I read in the paper this morning, Timothy Leary's third wife died recently. 20 years underground or something, Afghanistan and Algeria, places like that. And we turned back to Cali. We started off with Grant Hart with Teenie's Hair from his new record, Good News for Modern Man. And thanks again, Captain Jack, Brother Matt, for the collaboration on Spin Cycle.
Very cool.
Coming on the end here of second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show, February 9th, 2002 edition, here at Wild Kingdom Radio, live from the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point in Pedro. One day for Watt before he goes into the snow, so I'm enjoying the Pedro sun.
The bitchin' day.
Yeah, it really is. And feel quite blessed. Let's see. What can I say? Well, I'm going to try to focus and do better on this tour here than last night. And let's do the killer version of Maga Brain, though. It was intense. We had a pretty trippy, fun house. We're almost done with that record. Got to do some more stuff. Like, I guess Willie's got a song and Nels has a song. And then Willie's got to put some trumpet. I want him to change. You know, I made a trippy, kind of minory thing, and the cat put natural thirds all over it. And when I brought this up last night with him, he said, well, Coltrane would have done that. I don't know about that. But. Anyway,
so you guys do like a little CD-ROM thing so that the Painter Man can be going off at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Norton Wisdom, oldest lifeguard in Malibu.
Awesome.
Intense man. Perk and Willie, like I said, are going to drive up, so they'll be able to bring the paints. Norton got in a lot of trouble trying to bring flammable materials on the airplane last year, and that was pre-9-1-1, so... I can imagine now. So we're going to have a very antiseptic, sterilized, very much together Norton Wisdom to make all the flying thing.
So we'd be rocking on ski slopes or indoors or a little combo?
Well, some of them are outside, which should be interesting in winter for this Olympics thing. A lot of them, Steamboat Springs, Jackson Hole, yeah, those are ski pads. So, you know, the moose on the wall with the giant bear trap, and, you know, this kind of thing. Ski people. A lot of people work these pads coming to gigs. So, you know, anyone's ripe for a mind blow is what my philosophy. I have a lot of weird feelings about going back to these pads. You know, this is where I got sick a couple years ago and very... apprehensive sometimes. Just they say pain is forgot, you know, but I don't believe that because it's made indelible impressions on my life. And at least I'm going to get a record out of it. Okay, hold tight. Get ready for hour three. This is hour two. We're all up. February 9, 2002. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
That's it for the water.
Thank you. the man. And the man is all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it's all right.
It's all right.
All right. Yeah, but it's all right.
Kill the man. Kill
the man. I'm gonna kill you, man. Look out.
Horse neck, shoot a baby. I cause a little tear train.
Got a whip
in my hand, baby. And a girl husky, I love the same.
It's all right.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, but it's all right.
All right. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
But it's all right.
Kill you, man.
Kill
you. I'm gonna kill you, man.
Say no fear now.
Take the sick to be nice. Fight the lies.
Go white.
Hold it now. Sign. Yeah.
It's
all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Do you, man?
Do you, man? Oh.
Played in bands and sang sad songs. But it's time he told me had been long gone. It's been a year, he said, since he'd written the song. And the last one he wrote wasn't very long. It's only got one chorus, it's only got one rhyme. He borrowed my bass, he sang me his lines. Angel Face is the devil's daughter, Angel Face is the devil's daughter, I know. Cause she stole my soul. Angel Face is the devil's daughter, I know. Cause she stole my soul. Asked him, oh, why didn't he finish it? Why did he give it up? Writing songs and singing in a band. He said to me, was a reason. Hey, it's in my song, and it's not that hard to understand. It was because Angel Face is the devil's daughter. Angel Face is the devil's daughter, I know. Cause she stole my soul. Devil's daughter, I know. Cause she stole my soul.
What?
Oops, Brother Matt. Brother Matt.
Surprised me.
Sorry about that. Got the high-end thing.
Yeah.
Probably overloaded the... Hopefully the software handled the situation. Watt for Pedro show. That was some live dose. I was saying there was this problem, you know, when we go over from the music to the spiel, we got to hit the volume.
I thought it was like 10-minute jam, though.
Anyway, that was some live dose, maybe almost 5 years ago. Sacred Grounds here in Pedro. Myself and Kira. Working on our fourth album. That was Angel Face's Devil's Daughter, a Randy Stadola song. Gary Davis gave me these recordings. Always funky bass sounds when he does them, huh? He did the one before that, too, which is a trippy occurrence. Only a couple times I had actually a four-man opera when I was doing contemplating the engine room. Both Joe Baiza and Nels Klein played with me at a few gigs, and that was a Blue Oyster Cult song, The Red and the Black, Bob Lee on the drums. It was from Of course, I don't have the box. Oh. Yeah, here it is. Four Man Up. It was done February 6, 1998 at Jillian's in Long Beach. So, again, apologize for the trippy sound, but it's the only document I got of it. The bass, he used some direct and just popping and popping. I'm out of tune. Joe Baiza and Nels are playing incredible as Bob Lee. I'm very fortunate to have them as compadres. And before that was the Sam Pebbles Overture. Sam Pebbles was me and D. Boone's favorite movie as boys. And then I read the book, helping out the Porno Cats on tour, and that led to actually me crystallizing the opera in my brain. And before that, we started off the third hour here with some jams. Richard Derrick gave me himself and D. Boone and Crane. That was like the sixth jam on the CD. And I haven't got to listen to it thoroughly, but you hear a little D Boone playing there. Brother Matt's actually got the guitar.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Hoot page?
Yeah,
Hoot
yeah. Gallery?
In the shot where we're playing with Charlie Hayden, he's using that guitar.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so if you... you got to look under Minuteman.
Oh, okay.
I think it's under Minuteman. Go to the bottom of the page and loop back to Watts Hoot Gallery. And then go to Minuteman and... I just put up a couple pictures, too. Joe Boone, D. Boone's little brother, flowed me a shot of us playing in Philly, opening for Black Flag. And then somebody sent me... Who gave me? They gave me a Xerox, color Xerox.
Oh, yeah,
you see it there?
Yeah.
That's the guitar.
Sweet.
Of us standing back of our van during the REM tour or something. And it's got a fold in it, but... Hey. Like everything... Watt related, clam ridden. Oh man, I wish I had a little more together. But now it's time for part two of the Fourth Tower of Inverness. Fourth Tower of Inverness.
Little mind
get
theater.
Queer, little mind movie. And those hippies up in New York, early 70s. The first of the Jack Flanders adventures. So here we go. Watt from Pedro Show, Part 2, The Fourth Tower of Inverness.
You may remember that while talking with the strange scientist with the bent frame, Dr. Missoula, Jack Flanders heard the faint sound of an old jukebox. Suddenly he heard the scream of Lady Jowls. He went racing up the cellar steps, into the pantry, through the kitchen, across the dining room, through the living room, past the parlor, through the library, and finally stumbled into the study.
What happened? How is she? Is she all right?
Yes, she seems to be coming too. You must be Master Jack.
Yes.
I'm Jives the butler, at your service. Well,
that's enough smelling salts. She's coming too.
I seem to have passed out. Yes, I fainted.
What happened?
Oh, Jack. It was so strange. One moment I was standing here, in the study. I was about to draw back the drapes and look out over the maze when I began to sense a presence. Someone else here in the room, even though I was alone. Just as I was reaching for the cord, I looked down, and there, protruding out from behind the drapes, were two bare feet.
Bare feet?
Yes, bare feet. I was so frightened, I didn't know what to do. Then I remembered there was a writing quill at the desk over there, which had a long pheasant tail feather, so I used it to tickle the feet.
Well, then what happened?
Then... from behind the drapes came this ferocious growl.
You mean it was bare feet?
Yes, bare feet. Then how?
No. I mean bare, as feet on a bear.
Feet on a bear?
You mean they were wearing a bear costume?
They were behind the drapes. I couldn't tell if they were bear or in costume.
Huh?
Oh, at that point, I believe I screamed. And I must have fainted.
Well, who was the first person to arrive after the scream?
I believe it was I, boss.
Well, how soon after the scream did you arrive?
Immediately, boss.
And you saw no one leaving the study?
Not a soul, brother.
I see. Then the person, or animal, may still be here in this room. Has anyone checked behind those drapes?
I don't believe so, boss.
Wait. There's a movement. There's someone or something behind those drapes. Come out, whatever you are.
Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry.
Why, it's Chief Wampum.
This is so. How you say in your country, my cheeks are pink. I am so. Oh, my goodness.
So it was your feet that Lady Jowls tickled.
Why did you growl?
My goodness, when you tickled my toes... unexpectedly, it aroused my kundalini, you see. Oh, please, in my country, it is nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, you certainly frightened the living daylights out of me. Excuse me. I think I'll go freshen up. I'll be right back.
Oh, by the way, I'm Jack Flanders, nephew to Lady Jowls.
Namaste. I'm so pleased. Are you a cowboy?
A cowboy?
Yes, because I'm an Indian, you see.
Whew. Another one. I wonder what he was doing behind the drapes. I think I'll check it out. It's almost dark out. The storm's getting closer, all right. I see the bay window does look out over the maze. What? There's something. It's grown too dark to... Now it's standing on its hind legs. It's looking around as though it senses my... It's looking at me. Oh, my God. Its eyes are... It's gone. The piano. Oh, that sounds nice. I wonder who she is. Her back is turned. What beautiful long black hair. Her skin is so white. Incredibly white. I feel as though I've known her for a long, long time. Strange. As though we've been like this. Lifetime after lifetime. Same room. Same setting. So, it is you. The face I've seen watching. The Madonna face. You play very well. I was standing... Looking out of the bay window, I saw a strange creature. It stood up on its hind legs and looked at me with a... Well, its eyes glared like rubies. The contact was so strong for a moment, I felt I saw its soul. And then suddenly it dropped down on all fours and was gone.
They're getting bolder, aren't they?
It's a dark and stormy night as we peer into the Inverness mansion. We find Jack Flanders in the study. Something strange is beginning to happen. The air seems thick. His breathing is slower, heavier. Perhaps he's becoming enchanted by the Madonna face that gives him all her attention.
It's becoming a little chilly. Would you make a fire?
Sure.
Slowly he realizes that even though she sits far across the room, it's her presence. Her vibrations are so thick, moist, they seem to have little hooks on the ends.
What can you tell me about Chief Wampum?
Chief Wampum Stompum, that's his full name. He's harmless.
Is he sane?
It's difficult to say. He's quite mad.
There's a difference?
Didn't you know?
Well,
the most creative and holy of men are always quite mad. It's only a social thing as to whether one's sane or insane.
I'm afraid I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm talking about madness. There is the perfect mirror, for all the universe is totally mad, absolutely wacko. Not at all reasonable, rational, and responsible, like ourselves.
But tell me about Chief Wampum. Wampum Stompum. Where did he get a name like that?
Chief Wampum said that since so many Westerners come to my country to be enlightened and receive new names like Rama Baba Booger and such, that instead I come to your country and receive one of your names, Chief Wampum Stompum. Something like that. I believe it was a Hopi Indian that gave him the name.
Wow, that's something.
He also said that the spiritual energy that's been in the East for eons and eons is leaving. China's definitely lost hers, and now India's losing hers. And further, he said that the spiritual energy is coming west. To America, of all places.
Well, what do you know?
He said that if you visualize the energy as a boxcar slowly rumbling this way, you'd see all these holy men behind it, acting as though they're pushing. But it's just an act. It's coming on its own.
Is Chief Wampum one of the holy men pretending to be pushing the boxcar?
No. But then, he is Lady Zhao's guest, and he has it pretty soft here.
Is he for real?
Is he a realized being? I guess you have to be one to spot one, but he does have something. In fact, that's part of the whole spiritual trip. The more conscious you become, the more light-giving you become, and the more light-giving you become, the more people love to have you as a house guest.
Like a good luck charm.
A little more than that.
So all the holy men that have been coming to this country are not bringing the spirit to the West?
As Chief Wampum would say, only sweet-voiced birds are imprisoned. Owls are not kept in cages.
Hmm.
You spoke with old far-seeing Art, didn't you? Well, according to him, what's causing it all are some frequencies coming from deep in the universe. That's what's bringing in the new age.
Do you believe that?
I make decisions about very few things. Do you hear the Om sound?
You mean like Om, Om, Om?
No, it's a very high, constant pitch, more like a few thousand crickets chirping.
I can hear crickets, but not that.
You will. If we believe the words of Chief Wampum, it's just one of several frequencies that are now all around us. Would you care to pour me a glass of sherry?
Sure. The storm's getting more tense.
A lot of things are.
Here.
Thank you. Tell me, why are you here?
In this room?
In Inverness.
Oh, Lady Jowls, my aunt, invited me.
And what did you do before you became a house guest?
I hitchhike.
Do you meet interesting people?
I've never met an uninteresting person.
That's interesting.
And you?
And me?
I assume that you're a guest.
I'm not the char lady.
Have you been here long?
Oh, in and out. You see, I live in the walls.
That almost sounded serious.
There's nothing serious about living in the walls. It's a nice place to stretch out. Among the bats and spiders.
I didn't get your name.
Does it matter?
I don't know. It's so stuffy all of a sudden. Don't you feel that?
You're handsome. I like handsome people. You have beautiful eyes, bright and clear like glass. You feel the lines of tension in the air between us. It's like wires strung taut. It's possible to walk out upon those wires. You can feel how close I am to you, and still I'm sitting across the room. You can feel me entering your mind, can't you?
Yes.
Now I'm inside, totally inside your mind. You can do it too if you wish. Just feel the taut wires. Let your mind step out upon them. It's all right. I'll stay here in you while you step out and go visit me. Don't be afraid. Haven't you ever wondered what it would be like to ride around in someone else's body? You can be me, and I'll be you. Don't be so hesitant. I'll give you back when you want you. Come now, you'd like to do it, wouldn't you? That's it. Now, take the first step. That's right. Feel the tautness of the wire. It's very safe. And there are many, many wires. That's right. Now another step. Very good. Now another. And another. Easy. be frightened. And another.
That's part two, Fourth Tower of Inverness. You can hear Brother Matt chipping away on the keyboard there. Some parallel processing. Okay, here's some Jimmy doing some Bob. Watt from Pedro Show.
Hello, everyone. This is Alexis Corner. And hold on, because today you're going to hear sounds like you've never heard before. The Jimi Hendrix Experience. I'm sure that Bob Dylan would dig this version of Can You Please Come Crawl Out Your Window?
Now he sits in your room, he's tuned for the fistful of tats. He's preoccupied with his tension. He's cursing the day.
Just to prove that you can never predict what's going to happen on the BBC World Service. Rhythm and Blues, this show is called, and here we come with a classic in that field. The Hoot.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. Yeah, that built all the bombs. Yeah, that hide behind walls. Yeah, that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. And then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's the one thing I know. I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. But let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon. I watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed. And I stand over your grave, and I'm sure that you're dead.
What can pass for sticks and stones? Thank you.
for death by Northwest. It's a tiger trap turned into a cookie jar. It's not far. Settle your account.
Pedro Show. That was Woody Alpinoff, a collaborator with Banyan at times, Nels Klein. He was in Destroy All Nels Klein. That was track number 5 from his recital at Cal Arts, the guy's degree in guitaring.
Cool.
Thank you, Woody. Before that was Scarnello, which is Nels and Carla. Death by Northwest. And before that, Bob Dylan, Masters of War. Nels and Carla do a great version of that. I can't wait to get a recording. They've done it at some gigs and intense and very appropriate for these times. Started off with Jimi Hendrix doing a Bobby Dylan song. Would you please crawl out your window? Watt from Pedro Show. Coming up near the end here. Here's an LA band, Bluebird.
Thank you. woman during the midnight hour. I made a great mistake, but see, I drove in Barney's house. I didn't know he was on the make.
Watt for Pedro Show. There's Rosemary, Billy Goat, L.A. Band with G.I. Joe Ray Barbie. Before that, Sean Lennon, Two Fine Lovers. Charles Mingus before that, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. A song for Lester Young, he liked pork pie hats. And we start off with New York Minute, My Bluebird, Silver Lake Band. That's going to do it for another Watt for Pedro Show. February 9th, 2002 edition. Brother Matt, thanks so much for the essential assistance in the spin cycle. Captain Jack for assisting.
Thank you, and drive safely.
Yeah, and obviously no Watt from Pedro Show next week because I'll be risking my life with Perk and Nels, Willie, and Norton on the mountain roads. So say some prayers for me. I don't know. And but I'll be back 2 weeks from today for another installment, part three of Fourth Tower Inverness, a whole bunch of stuff. Hopefully DJ Talia will make that huge, incredibly long trek from up the block.
The 40th Street crew.
Yeah, 40th Street crew. Okay, everybody. Thanks so much.
Peace.
Keep your powder dry.